Continuing our learning of Rav Avadia Yosef's Tshuvot, we're in Shelot v'Tshuvot Yechavedat, Chelek Gimel, Siman, Nun, Chet. And in this Shulah, Rav Avadia is exploring eating meat after milk. We know that you can't eat milk, cheese, after meat. What about meat after cheese? How exactly does that work? So the Gemara Chulin, Daf Kuf Hei, writes, Achal basal asur lechol gvina. Achal gvina mutar lechol basal. If you eat meat, you're not allowed to eat cheese. But if you eat cheese, you're allowed to eat meat thereafter. So Rashi explains already the difference. He says, well, why do you have to wait at all? We know we wait, the Shulchan Aruch writes, 6 hours after you eat meat before you eat milk. The Gemara doesn't say how much to wait, just that you have to wait. Rashi there says, because the basar mosi shuman v'hu nidbak bapeh u'ma'arich ta'amo. It gets stuck in the mouth, it leaves a longer flavor, and therefore the flavor somehow is still there. Masha'in can bochel gvina, but gvina, cheese, is a little bit lighter and is more easily digested, perhaps. You don't talk about digestion, but perhaps that's it. And therefore, you don't have to wait after cheese, but you have to wait after meat. The Rashba writes that meat can get stuck in between your teeth, whereas cheese is less likely to do so. Okay? So the Gemara already says that eating meat after cheese is not a problem. And the question is exactly how does all of this work out? Well, you have to wait. You don't have to wait. Tosfot already writes that after meat, you can eat, in fact, eat cheese. We don't follow this opinion. He says, Tosfot holds that mikaradim, in the Gemara, you have to stop the meal. You have to stop. You have to do kinuach vadacha, wash your hands, wash your mouth. And maybe also say berkat hamazon and start a new meal. And then even after meat, you can eat cheese. Now, we don't follow this approach. But Tosfot says after an hour, you can wash your hands, wash your mouth out, and then eat cheese immediately after eating meat. And for the opposite direction, going from cheese to meat, you don't even have to wash at all. You don't have to wash at all. The Rif disagrees. The Rif says, no. And this is what we follow. After you eat meat, you must wait 6 hours. But after you eat cheese, all you have to do is wash your mouth, wash your hands, and then eat meat thereafter. The Rambam writes, you should look at your hands. You have to wash your hands. The idea is that after you eat cheese, so you're allowed to eat meat so long as there's no cheese still around. So, okay, you have to wash your mouth, you have to wash your hands. The Tashmi says you have to eat some bread. The idea is to eat something in between to get something to get the flavor out of your mouth. But as long as a person, after they ate meat, is cleaned off, as long as there's no cheese on their hands, there's no cheese in their teeth, there's no cheese in their mouth, then that would be permissible. And Shulchan Aruch writes, Achal gvina, mutar lechol basar miyad, you ate cheese, you're allowed to eat meat immediately after. Ubilvad she'ayin v'yadav, she'ayin bakvim me'itavar b'gvina. To check, to look at your hands, to make sure they're not dirty from the cheese. You don't have pieces of cheese in your hands. At night, maybe you have to wash them because you can't see. Now, the Ramah adds on, v'yesh machmirim, afil b'basar achar gvina. There are those who are machmir not to eat meat after cheese. He says, v'chein no'agim, shakol shagvina kasha inochli machar afil b'basarof. That if it's hard cheese, to in fact wait 6 hours before eating milk. V'yesh mekilim. And there are those who are lenient. He says, "Bivayni l'chobem kelim, ubivach yesu kidoch v'adachan tigad yadayim." There are those who are lenient, and you shouldn't denigrate them because they have what to rely on. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention any of this, but the Ashkenazim have this idea of hard cheese. Now, the Ben Yishchai, in fact, is going to say that that's in fact the case in Baghdad as well. That if there's cheese that aged for 6 months or more, then in fact they wait 6 hours as well. Fine, but mikaradin, regular non-hard cheese, not aged cheese. Sounds like it should be permissible to eat meat right afterwards, as long as you wash your hands, wash your mouth, something to that effect. Now, the Beit Yosef quotes the Maharami Rittenberg. The Maharami Rittenberg says he used to say it's fine, and then he became careful by beef, but not by chicken. Mm-hmm. And he says, why? Because the Master Shaya, he said he used to think that it's fine, you eat cheese, you're allowed to eat meat thereafter. And once he was doing that, and he found that cheese was still stuck in his mouth. There were pieces of cheese stuck in his teeth even after he was eating the meat. Which technically LP din is fine, you ate cheese, you're allowed to eat meat, but since it happened to him, and he then saw that cheese was still stuck in his teeth, he got nervous, and since he got nervous for himself, he adopted a chumrah to wait after cheese. Now he says he only adopted a chumrah to wait after cheese for beef, but not for chicken. The reason is that when it comes to basar b'chalav, milk and meat is not allowed. So what's meat? Min ha-tarah, from the Torah's perspective, it's only cows. It's only beef, sheep, goats, only animals, not birds, only animals. And therefore, when it came to animals, so he would wait those extra 6 hours to be machmir on the Isur d'oraita. But when it came to chicken, basar of the chalav, so that's only the Rabbanan. So he wasn't, that point is not relevant to understand the idea here. But the Maharam said he personally was machmir because it happened to him. Now the Beit Yosef quotes this and he says, you know, there's such a source for this chumrah based on the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh in Parshat Mishpatim says, kol man da'achil hay michla kechada. Anybody who eats this food, basar b'chalav together, so what does it mean together? O b'sudat achada, o b'shat achada, either during a meal, one meal, o b'shat achada. What's shat achada? Shat achada literally translated means 1 hour. Alternatively, in Aramaic, it could mean at the same time. Shat achada literally means 1 hour. Shat achada, one. However, it could also mean a phrase to mean at the same time. So the Zohar is saying these terrible things will happen. The question is, the Yosef is saying, you see from here, though, no, it doesn't mean at the same time, it means within the same hour. Within the same hour, a person should be machmir. A person should be machmir. The Zohar says not to eat within the same hour. And the Beit Yosef says, you see a proof for the Maharam's opinion based in the Zohar HaKadosh. Now there's a big, big machloket achronim. What did the Zohar mean? To not eat them b'sha'at achada. Does it mean meat and then milk? Or does it even mean milk and then meat? The Beit Yosef clearly assumed it meant even milk and then meat, because he's finding that this is support for the Maharam. Others disagree. The Amso Shlomo disagrees. The Chagor Shmuel and the Ben Ishai say it only applies to hard cheese. But the Beit Yosef says such a chumrah exists up to an hour. Now, Ravadi says, well, the Gemara, our Gemara, the Talmud Bavli, make no mention of this whatsoever. So standardly, if there was a machloket between the Gemara and the Zohar, we would follow the Gemara. It's mutar legamri. Secondly, here, there's a big machloket what the Zohar HaKadosh even means. Does it mean meat and then milk? Or does it mean milk and then meat? So he says, look, there's plenty of room to be machmir. Those who want to be machmir an hour, to wait an hour after cheese before eating meat, tavar lehem bracha. And there are those who are machmir with hard cheeses that are aged for more than 6 months, like the Ben Ishchai to wait 6 hours, but for regular cheese is not. But if those who want to be machmir to wait an hour, yesh lehem al mal lismoch. He says, but if you have no minhag, someone who has no minhag, he does not have to wait at all after eating cheese, just wash the hands and wash the mouth. Now, he adds in one last point here, that the entire waiting between meat and milk, after eating meat even, where we have to wait 6 hours, that is not a din d'oraita. It may not even be a din d'rabbanan. Din d'rabbanan, you have to wait an hour. Mid d'rabbanan, you have to wait an hour. That was Tosfot's position in the Gemara that we mentioned earlier. We have a minhag, the Gemara says, that we wait 6 hours, as Shulchan Aruch recommends it. However, in the case of miktsat choli, someone who's a little bit sick, and they need to eat milk after meat. It used to be that people thought that when someone has heartburn, they should drink some milk to avoid the heartburn, to treat the heartburn. That's no longer the therapy. But if that's the case, so after a person has a big meal, they want to drink a big meat meal, they want to have some milk, not because they're thirsty, but they want to treat their heartburn, so it would be permissible after an hour. It would be permissible after an hour. In a case of miktsat choli, you can wait the minimum amount of time, which is an hour, and that would be permissible. In some other case of a miktsat choli, Ravadi writes a yoledet, for whatever reason, a woman after she has a baby needs to eat some milk after meat. After an hour, it's certainly permissible. He also says that with children, shelo hegiu lemitzvot, under the age of bar and bat mitzvah, they also minimally have to wait an hour. They have to wait an hour, and if there's a reason, you can be lenient on the other five. He says, you know, when it gets to a year before bar or bat mitzvah, it's time to start teaching them, and perhaps, depending on the development of the child, it might even be starting earlier. It's very hard to start things at age 11, age 11 for girls and 12 for boys, maybe even a little earlier, to be machmir for 6 hours, to get them used to this idea, to get them used to the idea of waiting. However, mi'ikar hadin, the din d'rabbanan is to wait an hour. We have a minhag to wait 6 hours after meat. Ravadi Yosef writes that after milk, after cheese, there is no requirement to wait at all, as long as you wash your hands and wash out your mouth. According to the Zohar HaKadosh, there might be room to be machmir up to an hour, but no more than that. Have a wonderful evening.